Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, April 3rd, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, this moment exists for us to face our greatness. Our authenticness has been suppressed, our true lives misdirected into serving the dreams of our fathers, while our own we dared not believe in. It is this, our greatness, that power hopes to suppress when it insists on manipulating us, constructing a reality. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't go off on a tangent before I even get well underway, but listening to Angela Davis before the show, there was an interview with her. That segment was, now that I have been through this process, with the release of waking up, freeing ourselves from work, and finding myself getting targeted and realizing that even the left narratives are so vetted, so constructed, not intentionally so, but that's all we hear. And it is very it's hard to know where to begin to analyze the news. Because it's so thick with misconceptions that it's this morass that would take all of our time to wade into, which is why I'm really encouraging us to start focusing on what we want and starting with listening to our bodies. What does our body want? Is that legitimate? We're saying, yes, it is. The earth is incredibly abundant. We have put ourselves on hold for millennia, and there is absolutely no need now that we can have these discussions with ourselves globally and become what we were made to be, which is limitlessly powerful and beautiful and creative. But power doesn't want us to see that abundance that we are. It constructs a reality designed to keep us carrying their water, a strict hierarchical ordering that allows it to do this ad infinitum, a reality that divides us, keeps us separate, forces us to live our lives in narrow compositions, rigid scripts, absent our understanding of what is happening, that would allow us to step out of them and smash this artificial atomization. The economy, what we're told is the economy, that word, concept, that tool of power accomplishes its objectives by ensuring that everything harbored by the earth and air is priced and therefore ranked. A ranking determined by the money measure, which provides the would-be gods with beans for keeping score between themselves, and for managing, controlling diverse populations, as we too are reduced to a score and saddled with its accompanying baggage, enough to occupy us until power shows us the door. Is not the global economy, under the terms of capitalism, a wonderful mechanism for consolidating the resources of the planet into fewer and fewer hands, we asked last week. And so, when will we have that discussion that the world is necessarily sculpted as a world grossly skewed in terms of control of the earth and the goods it produces exposes power's hidden hand, now that we have time to think about this, more and more of us, as only the tiny few have the means and motive to make things happen, to wield the economy tool with a forethought, and so continuously turn the economy to its own advantage. This is not by accident. And how could it be when they control everything? Even the thoughts we think, which is perhaps the most important thing they control, which is why there is such intense suppression of the thoughts that we are allowed to hear, or control of the thoughts we are allowed to hear. When each new consciousness comes, it is to a world intentionally sculpted which then sculpts our consciousness to mirror the priorities it presents. And that's obvious too, when we have a moment to think about it. And to suppress our knowledge of the infinite. All that training in a scientific, the notion of a scientific method needing to prove what is true and what isn't, and that what we feel is not to be trusted, when it is in fact the opposite, because they control everything. They sculpt what is called science to ensure that their control is never threatened. There's going to be a not just a rewriting or rethinking of what our story is as human beings, but also of what science is once we're free. Forcing us, this intentional sculpting of the world, into a stultifying psychic isolation, because all of us feels, you know, alone with our early earth knowledge and suspicion, and with our conditioned suspicion of it, and because of atomization, we're not allowed to discover the powerful way in which we create new things when our minds and our hearts and our love begins to merge together, and that is not something that they can calculate or document scientifically. It is magic. It is mystery. And it is time for us to begin allowing that to live in our hearts and in our relationships with each other. Not to wait a lifetime to begin to trust what our bodies tell us, what the earth tells us. But now that we have global communications, begin doing this, all of us together, in the here and now, so that we can use that energy to go for what we deserve, our freedom, finally. Because power is global, we have to trust that nothing we hear is going to give us the keys over the official media, is going to provide the solution to our dilemma, that it is only us acting globally that can free us globally. Once we come together and compare notes, discuss this disaster, and figure out what is happening to us, this artificial construction collapses. So this is Power's method in chief, reiterating what we said last week, manipulating us psychologically, causing us to doubt what our bodies say, what the earth says, doubt our certainty that we deserve to be free, have suspicion of each other instead of realizing that it is only by coming together that we can create the powerful energy that transforms a stultifying system of class into the ever-expanding creativity that is us in freedom. So power systematically sows its seeds of a paralyzing, in terms of our acting on our inherent longing, a paralyzing psychic isolation, using the prioritization of its global economy, quote unquote, teaching us to subject our gifts to that economy and to treat each other as competition and or view each other with suspicion. This economy does the opposite of what we're told. It picks our pockets, destroys our peace, and creates material insecurity, manufacturing scarcity in that which meets both our emotional and physical needs. Because what it is a machine for privatization, for removing all of the resources that we need in order to become self-sufficient and placing those in private hands. What is that, if not manufacturing scarcity, and keeping us in slavery.